This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 24 for Monday, August 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Monday due to upswings in the Chicago soy complex. With the final settlement, the November canola contract gains $9.40 at $573.50 per ton, and the January contract adds $8.70 at $583.80 per ton. Additional support is coming from upticks in Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed ends the day mixed after being down earlier. Sharp declines in crude oil are trying to temper further improvements in the vegetable oils. Work stoppages at CPKC and CN Rail appear to be certain. The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference issues its strike notice with its 9,300 members to walk off the job on Thursday. However, CPKC and CN have given notice of their intentions to lock out those employees. An analyst says the labor dispute will hit basis levels quite hard. The Prairie forecast is calling for rain today for northern Alberta, while the rest of the province is to stay dry. Saskatchewan and Manitoba are to see scattered showers. The Canadian dollar is higher on Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.3 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 72.96. The United States Department of Agriculture announces two private sales of new crop soybeans. One is for 332,000 tons to China, and the other is for 110,000 tons to unknown destinations. The USDA reports export inspections for the week ending August 15th are more than 398,000 tons of soybeans, a little higher than those last week. At 1.17 million tons, U.S. corn export inspections are slightly higher than a week ago. Outbound movements of U.S. wheat fall hard at about 348,000 tons. Lastly, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour gets underway, with one leg traveling through South Dakota and Nebraska, while the other leg ventures into Ohio and Indiana. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures swing higher on Monday. The November contract advances 19 cents at $9.76 per bushel. October soy oil adds almost a half cent at 39.18 cents per pound. October soy meal climbs $8.20 at $308.10 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn rises 8 cents at $4 per bushel. September oats nudge up 2 cents at $3.07. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago December loses a quarter cent at $5.52. Kansas City December bumps up 1.5 cents at $5.56.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December pulls back 6 cents at $6.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, August 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.